life is a sound. Lullaby, soothing the child as it cries, but it cries in pain. Time wrote the songs, we hear the cry, and still we sing love.
All the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun.
Irene Hume and Brian Hume in Prelude with Neil Young's After the Gold Rush. Started with David Blue from his newest album. We heard Where Did It Go? The album itself is right here somewhere. Oh dear. It's called Coming Back for More. He's on asylum. Then to Steve Stills from his first solo album, We Are Not Helpless. In the Dark from Toots and the Maytals, and also Barclay James Harvest before Prelude, with Hymn for the Children.
It's a sundown.
Harvest Preschool is an open school for children ages 2.5 through 5. The environment there is set up to encourage creativity and independence. If you're interested, come by the Harvest Preschool at 4237 East Glen, or call them at 795-3491. It's the Marshall Tucker Band, Searching for a Rainbow.
Yeah.
Thunder on the Mountain from the Rowans, and Fire on the Mountain from Black. Look at the sheet. Can't even remember. Marshall Tucker played just before that. I think we can do this all right. It's Lost and Found Animals. First, I'll tell you we're KWFM in Tucson. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. Two female dogs were lost. Black and white spaniel type with long hair, wearing a collar, no tags though. Recently had pups. And also lost a black female lab type dog, also recently had pups, no collar or tags. Lost around East Speedway and Tangaverde Loop Road. Lost the 31st of December. Call 885-3859 anytime with any information. Female shaggy grayish black terrier poodle mix, small to medium size, 12 years old, was wearing two red collar and tags. Lads seen New Year's Eve around Speedway and Kolb. Answers to Molly. There's a reward, 298-1275. Also lost on New Year's Eve, a female Irish setter named Dotsy. No collar. Lost around Campbell and Blackledge. Call 881-0735. Two female cats, a silver long-haired named Kitty, and a calico short hair named Isabella. Small, full-grown cats, no collar or tags. Lost around 4th Street in Columbus. There's a reward. Call Susan at 793-1719. Black and white Springer Spaniel lost near Glen and Sparkman. Phone either 795-1602 or 297-2965. There's a reward. Female Golden Retriever, no collar or tags, lost at the end of the year around Grand Campbell area. There's a reward. There are two numbers on this, too. Either 884-9194 or 886-9519. Male mixed cocker poodle dachshund, long-haired, lost in the vicinity of Swan and Malvern. Phone 791-5276 if you found him. Monday through Friday, there's a reward offered. Female medium-sized black lab setter mix, wearing black collar with chrome studs. Disappeared around Grant and Stone December 30th. Call 887-4180 after 8 p.m. Male brown and white spaniel, 5 months old, last seen December 29th at Park and Speedway. There's a large reward offered, it says. Call 884-8420 or 795-6471. Irish setter puppy, about 3 months old, lost near First Avenue and Grant, 623-2833. Male white German shepherd, not wearing collar, lost in the university area. He's going blind, needs some medication. He also has a cut on his right side. If you found him, drop him off at 3715 North Stone, if you could. 37, not 50. Somebody went out to the 3750 and said that there was no 3750 North Stone. 3715 North Stone Avenue. Small white female dog with short hair answering to Vinny. Lost, no collar or tags. Lost near Pantano and Broadway. Call 885-2341. Found near Sarnoff Canyon vicinity. A young adult male lab mixed. Has tag with the dog's name on it, which is Smokey. Also has owner's name, Randy Scott. Randy, Smokey is now at 296-1618. All right, 296-1618. And lost a white male poodle wearing a flea collar and black rhinestone collar, lost near Kelso and Stone. Call 624-4921 after 6 p.m.
Are you still getting what you paid for? To find out, bring your amplifier, pre-amplifier, or receiver to the free amplifier clinic at the Sound Shop on either January 12th or 13th. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it. And while you watch, the Macintosh factory engineer will measure it and give you a free laboratory graph of its performance, and you can ask the Macintosh engineer technical questions. Here are the times. Monday, January 12th from noon till 8 p.m. Tuesday, January 13th from noon till 6 p.m. The place, the Sound Shop, 4659 East Broadway at Swan, Tucson's Macintosh Sales and Service Center. Please, no tuners, compacts, PA, or guitar amps, just component-type units, and be sure to remove the wooden cabinets from your Macintosh equipment at the Sound Shop.
Double Treehan brings you the sound of Woody Herman and his orchestra January 8th, 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. Regular seating at $3 per show. Oh, Double Tree is also featuring a dinner show package at $12 per person. A choice of entrees from their Banyan Tree restaurant. Relax and enjoy dinner. Woody Herman and Double Tree on January 8th. Make your reservations early at the Double Tree Inn, 445 South Algernon Way, or call 881-4200.
This week at the Stumble Inn, Wednesday, your first beer is free. Saturday, the place is swinging until 3 a.m. And they're now serving great food, hard liquor, and of course, the chaps.
I'm a Duke Jones daddy, you all to see me strut my stuff. I'm a Duke Jones daddy, the lady just can't get enough.
Come on in tonight at the home of the Dusty Chaps, the Stumble Inn Country Rock Restaurant at 9th Street and Park Avenue.
Emergency inventory reductions continue now during a store-wide sale as the Eclipse at 614 North 4th Avenue makes room for spring and summer shipments of new European fashions. Suits by Pierre Cardin, regularly $200, now just $125 each. Substantial savings throughout the suit department on other shaped three-piece European suits. Selected knickknacks have been reduced as low as $16, with all knickknacks sale priced below $25. Savings include domestic jeans as low as $1.99. Selected French Sicily jeans, now just $35. Selected silk and cotton sport shirts are 25% off. Fine sweaters are 50% off. Sweater vests are now just $5 each. And the savings don't stop there. Save 50% on Pierre Cardin's leisure suits in denim and corduroy. And any garment in the Eclipse Leather Boutique is now yours for one half off plus $25. Save on hats, belts, and ladies' tops. Unbelievable savings on quality, high fashion, imported, and domestic clothing. Savings you shouldn't miss. Shop daily till 6 and Fridays till 9 during emergency inventory reductions now on at the Eclipse at 614 North 4th Avenue.
Wearing a white sport coat and a pink crustacean, here's Jimmy Buffett.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. The warm summer breezes, French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
I suppose I'm glad I'm on this train, and it's long. Somewhere between Dunkirk and Paris, most people here are still asleep, but I'm awake, looking out from here. We're so far away, floating in
circumstance, and we were rolling, rolling, rock and rolling. Downtown, the dance halls and cafes feel so wild you could break somebody's heart just doing the latest dance craze. Gail and Louise in those push-up brassieres, tight dresses and under bridges, kissing in cars, kissing in cafes. And they were walking down Main Street, kisses like bright flags, hung on holidays. In France they kiss on Main Street, amour, mama, not cheap display. And we were rolling, rolling, rocking.
Clark gained title to in the $500,000 settlement is his podium from American Bandstand. A longtime backup group, the Memphis Horns, are in Nashville recording a studio, recording their first album. The Horns have appeared on a number of million-dollar selling LPs, including records by Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, Al Green, and Otis Redding. They've also toured nationally with Stephen Stills, the Doobie Brothers, and Rod Stewart, and Faces. Booker T. Jones of Booker T. and the MGs is producing the Horns' first LP. The leader of the Horns is veteran trumpet player Wayne Jackson. A new federal study has disproved the age-old myth that Indians and whites have biological differences in their ability to handle liquor. The study, published in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, concludes that there is no difference at all between the manner in which Indians and whites metabolize alcohol. The study was conducted after a Canadian research team reported finding that Indians metabolized liquor more slowly and therefore were more apt to become alcoholics. However, the new study found no difference at all and claims to have uncovered errors in the Canadian study. The researchers, Drs. Lynn Bennion and Ting Kai Lee, write that the relatively high rate of alcoholism among Indians in the United States seems to be caused primarily by social discrimination. If you ever wanted to change your identity and go underground here in the U.S., here's your chance. A small California publishing firm, Eden Press, is offering what has become an underground bestseller called The Paper Trip. The book, according to publisher Barry Reed, outlines numerous foolproof methods for obtaining official government ID papers, giving you an entirely new identity. Reed says that you're provided with at least three different methods on how to obtain another birth certificate that fits your physical description, and then how this can be used to acquire a driver's license, passport, and a social security card. Reed says that he knows the system works not only from his own experiences, but because one of his former partners, Abby Hoffman, is using the method right now. Reed reports that he recently received a note from Abby, who's somewhere underground, congratulating Reed on his method, and signed, a happy paper tripper. That's Zodiac News until 10:15.
Do I know anyway? I can make like to tell you how things are with me. I have to go back a way to do it. I was born in a very small town in Iowa, Cherokee, Iowa. Population 5,000 then. Well, that's a lie. Actually, there were only 3,000 people in the town, but the state insane asylum was on the hill. And it was civic pride that made us add the other 2,000 so that when you drive in, it would say 5,000. We were pretty well set there in Cherokee. My father was a minister. People used to say he only had to work one day a week, and he'd, you know, smile. But he wasn't Jewish or Catholic or Protestant, so everybody who wasn't anything came to our church. It was very crowded. And I figured that I'd follow in my father's footsteps. And I might have. Except one day a horrible thing happened. Some pitchman came into town who was an atheist, and he challenged anyone in the town to a debate as to the existence of the Almighty. Well, we'd never heard of anything like this. We stood there on Main Street like so many gaping Iowan idiots while this atheist was haranguing the crowd. No one would take his challenge. So finally, a quiet, meek voice from the back of the crowd said, "I'll debate with you." Imagine my surprise. It was my father. We all got together in the local gymnasium. I'll never forget it. The torches were flaring there on the wall. The American Legion Band, all eight of us, playing something by Sousa, almost in tune. The first five rows was filled with older ladies of the Ladies' Aid Society, knitting for other pregnancies. And I listened to my father and this atheist on this stage in the ridiculous William Jennings Bryan Clarence Darrow bit, and I heard my father stumble over arguments that any child using only half his intelligence could answer. Like, what about Joan and the whale and that sort of thing? Because this atheist, with his shallow understanding but his sparkling wit, somehow twisted my father around his finger. And when he left, the atheist laughing, he figured he had won the debate. My father got smaller and smaller through exit. Lost his job, left town, and us. And that's the last we ever heard of him. That's his problem. The sins of the father are visited upon the son. I found that out from reading. And it's true. Do you know life for me in Cherokee from then on was a kind of torture? Children would throw gravel at my bedroom window of a Sunday morning, knowing I had no place to go. Members of the finger-pointing society would say, "There goes that son of a minister who left for Washington, D.C. And I couldn't get a legitimate job. So I had to leave Cherokee, and I came to the big city. And I got my first legitimate job selling encyclopedias from door to door. I don't know if you know how it feels to have all the world's knowledge under both arms. Knock on someone's door and have a lady in pin curls come out with this kid screaming in the background, say thanks a lot, but no thanks, and slam the door in your face. But my attitude was wrong, I guess. Something was wrong, because I lost that job, and I went down the ladder of employment until I reached the bottom. I was cleaning up in a pet shop, and I was happy. No responsibilities. I could go home and listen to anything. FM, I could stare at television. I could even work crossword puzzles without cheating. But even there, my attitude was wrong. I'll never forget, I was holding this Pekingese when it happened that needed a bath so badly. And the woman was standing there chattering, and the smell of Chanel was waving across me. And something inside of me flipped. I became aggressive. I dropped that silly dog and I said, "I quit." And I walked out of that pet shop 4.5 stars above the sidewalk. And as I came closer and closer to the city,
with the street lamps passing the retina of my new sensitivity like so many stationary stars in a constellation. I looked up, and there was a huge undulating halo over the entire city, going from oval to circle to oval to circle. And this halo was talking to me. It was saying, "Ken, the trouble with you is you're different, and you want to be the same." I said, "Yes." Fortunately for me, just at that moment, three men were tormenting a young waitress. I went up and tormented her, too. They were so pleased with me that they invited me to go bowling. That's when I took my sensitivity and thought of the human bowling ball with your own face or someone else's face on it, whether you're a sadist or a masochist, so when you hit, that strike would mean something. My necktie began to look like everyone else's necktie, and they admired my good taste. I was Democrat with Democrats, Republican with Republicans, Independent with the disinterested. I had discovered a great secret, that everyone loves themselves more than they love anybody else. And if I wanted them to love me, I'd better be like them. And it worked. This new philosophy, this sensitivity, brought me back up the ladder. Rung by rung, I made that Horatio Alger climb to the place called Pinnacle. And here I am. I can say with understandable pride that I am the voice that says, "Poof, there goes perspiration."
In the adventures of Super Parson from Just Pants Super Sale, right here in the heart of your very own metropolis.
You can find Just Pants in the Park Mall.
Tonight, Smiley's again is proud to announce the return of Oracle.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Now, for 1 week only, you can enjoy spectacular rock and roll with Tucson's own Oracle. And it's all at Smiley's Again, where you can get in on many specials like Ladies Night every Thursday and Men's Night on Sunday. Plus, after hours, Friday and Saturday till 3 a.m. Don't miss Oracle this week at Smiley's Again.
Tonight is Ladies Night. All ladies' drinks are two for the price of one all night. And from 7 to 9, Smiley's has their usual happy hour with two drinks for the price of one for everybody. Here are John and Peter Isaacson.
Oh, Sue, what can we do? Never seen you this sad before. Never felt quite this bad before. It's just one more bump in the road to the road it all.
I was in love with you before I knew it meant more than just wanting to be with you. We used to look for other girls that looked like you, but the laws of nature said forget a son. At least that's what somebody told me. I worried about it a little bit, but that's all. Thank you. I dreamt that you were Joan of Arc and I was Don Quixote. And everywhere we went, the world was tinfoil. But I gave up demon and became a priest to put it right out of my system. I worried about it a little bit, but that's all.
Just like the sun over the mountain top, you know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning times like sunlight dancing on your skin. Out on the road that lies before me now, there are some turns where I will spin. I only hope that you can hold.
Would you believe it happens more often than not? And Eric Anderson from Blue River.
This week at the Palooza Theater, it's Satisfaction Guaranteed, plus Sex by Mail and Confessions of Madame. Three feature color adult films for one low price, all continuously showing from 9:15 a.m. till 3 a.m. daily. Remember, you'll never feel cramped in the plaza's comfortable, spacious atmosphere, and couples are always invited. It's also near the U of A. See Satisfaction Guaranteed, Sex by Mail, and Confessions of Madame, all playing continuously this week at the Palooza Theater, 318 East Congress, downtown.
Take a good look at your hair. Does it really work for you, or does it just hang there? If it doesn't look the best you think it can, then get to one of the Long Hair Incorporated shops. Now, the people at Long Hair make it a personal matter that every man and woman who walks out of there has their hair in the best shape it can be in. That's an individualized, natural, no-nonsense way of cutting hair. It means advice on how to keep your hair healthy and shiny, as well as a cut that's all you. Long Hair Incorporated. Call them today. They're listed under barbers in the Yellow Pages.
I'm now at the Eclipse at 614 North 4th Avenue.
There's something new at the Stumble Inn. Hard liquor.
They used to call it some board, the Hoochie Coochie Man.
That's right. The Stumble Inn now has all the mixed drinks your little heart desires. So come on out this weekend and celebrate with your favorite mixer, the Dusty Chaps. There's after hours Saturday night till 3 a.m. And don't forget, there's always plenty of good food, too. There's every reason to celebrate this weekend at the Stumble Inn with mixed drinks, good food, and the Dusty Chaps. The Stumble Inn Country Rock Restaurant at 9th Street and Park Avenue.